Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, proper 27, year C. Our readings for today from the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, verses 15b, to chapter 2, verse 9, Psalm 145, Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and 13 to 17, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verses 27 to 38. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we come because you have called us. We come in the name of Jesus. We come to declare the Father's love. We've come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, we prefer to come to worship you with words we know and love, and with songs that make us feel comfortable. But you are the God who makes all things new. You are the one who speaks in words and ways that we can understand. We bring our new songs, not those whose words appear on the written page, but the words of new songs written by your grace on hearts and lives made new by your Holy Spirit. May all we say and do and offer bring glory to your name and a song that flows from hearts being renewed by your love. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 232, My God, How Wonderful Thou Art. We pray the collect for proper 27, followed by our parish prayer. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and inheritors of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that, when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God of the Living. God of the Living. During his ministry on earth, Jesus was challenged by two prominent Jewish sects, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. While the Pharisees were learned lay people, versed in the law and traditions of Judaism, they had no official authority. On the other hand, the Sadducees were priests from the aristocracy who did hold official authority. However, the Pharisees, unlike Martha, who said to Jesus, "I know that he, Lazarus, will rise again on the resurrection on the last day," John 11:24. The Sadducees said that there was no resurrection. Luke chapter 20, verse 27. The Sadducees did not believe that one day all the faithful who die would be raised from the dead. In order to trap Jesus, they approached him as he was teaching in the temple with a question based on the teachings of Moses, challenging the resurrection of the dead. If Jesus said anything publicly disparaging Moses or contradicting the law, they would have reason to arrest and charge him. They asked Jesus, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife the woman shall be? For the seven had married her." Luke chapter 20, verses 28 to 33. Jesus avoids the trap set by the Sadducees. He defends the notion of resurrection, not by challenging anything Moses wrote in the law, but by challenging the Sadducees' assumptions regarding marriage in the age to come. Jesus responds, "Those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry or are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection." Luke chapter 20, verses 34 to 36. Jesus also appeals to Moses' authority as he proclaims, "And in fact, and the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Luke chapter 20, verse 37. Then Jesus closes his response by stating emphatically, "Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him all of them are alive." Luke 20, verse 38. God is God of the living. This awesome, loving God who we strive to worship in spirit and in truth is God of the living. God has always been associated with life. In the process of creation, the writer of the book of Genesis records, "And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 and 22. The writer continues, "God created wild animals of every kind, cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground. God, the God of the living, created living things." As the high point of God's creation, the writer says, "The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. God indeed is God of the living. It was humankind by disobedience who brought sin and death into God's creation. Because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve, Cain brought death into God's creation when he killed his brother Abel. So while humankind focuses on wars causing death and destruction, God continued to focus on life. God promised Abraham and Sarah in their old age that they would have a child. God promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation. Abraham and Sarah produced Isaac, Isaac Jacob, and from Jacob came the 12 tribes of Israel. God of the living. God entered into a covenant with the children of Israel to give them new life after slavery in Egypt and control of the land of promise. God made them a great nation. However, in their disobedience, they continued to pursue a path of death. Then, the God of the living breathed new life into the world. John records, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. The God of the living sent his Son with the promise of eternal life. Jesus, the Son of God, the God of the living, would proclaim, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus also affirms, "I am the living bread." John 6, 51. "I am the resurrection and the life." John 11, 25. And Jesus would affirm, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The God of the living demonstrated God's power over death by raising Jesus from the dead. Paul affirms that in Christ we become new creatures. He implores us to live by the Spirit. "Let us crucify the flesh with its passions and desires, and live the life in the Spirit of God, the God who is of the living." God desires that we experience in this realm of life all its abundance, and has promised the gift of eternal life to those who are faithful. Let us therefore heed Paul's words to the church in Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Paul writes, "So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught. Now may our Lord Jesus himself, and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word." Let us hold fast to the God of the living. Amen. Let us pray. We call upon you, O God, incline your ear to our prayer. Holy God, you sanctify your people through the power of your Holy Spirit. Keep us firm in the faith and united in truth. Strengthen your church in the hope of Christ. We call upon you, O God, incline your ear to our prayer. Holy God, we lift your name on high and exalt you above all others. Keep those in authority from the paths of destruction and vanity. May peace and justice flourish. We call upon you, O God, incline your ear to our prayer. Holy God, your love draws us closer into your presence. Bless our homes and relationships, those we love and who love us. Open our hearts to embrace friend and stranger. We call upon you, O God, incline your ear to our prayer. Holy God, be with all whose footsteps stumble and who cry out to you in their frailty. Keep and protect them under your loving gaze. We call upon you, O God, incline your ear to our prayer. Holy God, as we know our Redeemer lives, hear our prayers for all who have died. Grant us at last to see you face to face. We call upon you, O God, incline your ear to our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 852, Spirit of the Living God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go and know that the Lord goes with you. Let him lead you each day into the quiet place of your heart, where he will speak with you. Know that he loves you and watches over you, that he listens to you in gentle understanding, that he is always with you, wherever you are and however you may feel. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. And we just want to remind you that COVID-19 is still with us, and so we invite you to continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. When you are out in a crowded place, please wear your mask and strive as far as possible to keep your distance. Also, we are in the flu season, and there seems to be a very serious version of the flu circulating. So if you are at that vulnerable age, please go and get your flu vaccine. They're available free in your health center. So we wish you a very rewarding, spirit-filled week, and we invite God's blessings upon you. We leave you with the hymn S Songs of Fellowship 12. All over the world, the Spirit is moving.
Mixed up, it's because we've united four different bands from Dalmellington, Kirkintilloch,